My dad's store is taking inventory soon. That means they have to count everything they have in the store.
You can do that in your life too, but instead, think of what you've done. Do you know what it means to take inventory? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Since it's the end of the year, you ask Jesus to show you where you've messed up and where you've done the right thing. It's called taking an inventory of your spiritual life. If you're a Christian, you should be obeying God and living your life in a way that shows how good and great Jesus is. If you've done something this year to disobey Him, ask Him to forgive your mistakes and pray this prayer from Psalm 86. Lord, teach me your ways, and I will live and obey your truths. Let's listen to our story for today. It's called Inventory Time. "Hi, Dad," Kira said as she sat down at the table for breakfast. "Are you going to have to work late again tonight?" Kira's dad was a manager at a large store. "Nope, it's New Year's Eve, so we close early today." Dad sighed. "I'm ready for a night off. We've been busy all week with people returning and exchanging things they got for Christmas and with our annual after Christmas sale." "Why do you always have a big sale right after Christmas?" Kira asked. "Well, mostly so we can sell as much as possible before we take inventory next month," replied Dad. "Inventory?" Kira repeated. "What's that?" "It's when they count everything in the store to see if it lines up with what their computer system says they're supposed to have," said Kira's brother, Brent. "Some things in the store may have gotten lost or stolen, and they need to see what's missing so it can be replaced or removed from the computer. Right, Dad?" Dad nodded. "That's a very good description. We do that once a year." He paused to take a bite of cereal. "You know, we all need to take inventory of our lives, too, and New Year's Eve is a great time to do that." "Take inventory of our lives?" Kira laughed. "You mean we should count how many pairs of shoes and jeans and socks we have?" "Not exactly. I was thinking it would be good to review how we've been living and whether it lines up with how God tells us to live in the Bible. We should think about whether there are any sins we need to confess. Then we can ask Jesus to forgive us for those things and show us any changes He wants to make in our lives." "So the changes we should make are like New Year's resolutions?" asked Kira. "Well, I guess they could be," said Dad, "but they aren't changes we should try to make on our own. And thinking about our actions and confessing sins is something we should do every day, not just once a year. No matter what time of year it is, we need to trust Jesus to help us reflect His love in all we do and grow to be more like Him." Well, how about you? Have you taken a spiritual inventory lately? Think about the things that have happened and what you've done this past year. How has Jesus helped you grow in your relationship with Him? What are some areas where you didn't always reflect His love in your thoughts, words, and actions? Ask Him to forgive you for anything you regret, and then depend on Him to help you make any changes you need to and become more like Him. Our key verse for today is Deuteronomy 8:2.
Remember that the Lord your God led you all the way.
And our key thought for today: review your spiritual life. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.